This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Have you ever noticed where people sit? Now, it can be quite fascinating to just observe where people on a regular trip, for example, on a bus, they might sit in exactly the same seat, or they go to a restaurant, or even more noticeable in a church. Is it me, or have you just noticed why the back row of a church is always so popular? Everybody fills up the back row. Would the front make a problem? Would the floor collapse under the first row if someone sat there? Why has dear Mrs. Smith sat in the same seat every Sunday for 40 years? Does it really matter where you sit? Well, obviously it did for James, John, and their mother. And I'm thinking of the incident in Matthew chapter 20 in the New Testament. And Matthew records her, the mother, saying to Jesus, "Will you grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom?" Matthew 20, verse 21. What an amazing request. At first, it might seem this is just a normal Jewish mother wanting the best for her sons, but it seems that James and John are quite at ease with their mum's proposition. And when Jesus challenges them as to whether they can actually walk the same path as him, their reply is pretty confident. Because Jesus said to them, "You don't know what you're asking for. Can you drink the cup of suffering that I'm about to drink?" And they answered very clearly, "Yes, we can." So in this request, we have an example of an obstacle to our faith, and I think something that we need to clear up, think about. And that's the obstacle to faith I'm talking about, of self-importance. These two disciples reckon they've got something special going on, and they deserve something better than anyone else. And the message, paraphrase, says they want to be awarded the highest places of honour in God's kingdom. In other words, I think that James and John have stars in their eyes. They can already see their names up in lights. They can hear the applause in their ears almost. And it makes them actually blind to this hurdle that's in front of them, unless they're prepared to take the unpleasant tasks that Jesus said would happen. They had no right at all to the place in the kingdom. So this is the way of humility. It's the very opposite to what they are displaying at that moment before Jesus. So how do you feel about this idea of self-importance? I think all people have a basic need for recognition. On the world stage, people are looking for status and position. But the problem with that is that we can get this puffed up idea of who we are. And it might be to do with how qualified we are, or our job, or the money that we've got in the bank, or even what our position at church is, all the kind of things that we can think of. But it does want to say, look, I'm the man or I'm the woman. You know, these are the things that we think are important. But let's be clear about this, that self-importance and arrogance have no place in the life of the Christian, because we've got really nothing that's worth boasting about for ourselves. Paul in 2 Corinthians 12 says, well, I'm really nothing. And he says, if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. You can see that in Galatians chapter 6, verse 3. So if you're serious about wanting to run the race in the Christian life, self-importance is a hurdle that you have to get over. As a Willow Creek song that was sung by Greg Ferguson says, "The ground is level at the foot of the cross. We are all equal in the light of the cross." We have a problem here. We must acknowledge our need for Christ. We must ask God's Holy Spirit to work in our life, to encourage us, particularly in the area of humility, and to consider sometime the picture of Jesus. And it would be really helpful today to have a look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. Things like, let each of you look not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Don't let anything be done through selfish ambition or conceit. Now, they're the kind of words of advice that are very helpful. Well, Lord, we want to strive for excellence. Our minds need to be focused, but not on ourselves, Lord, but upon you. And so we ask you that you'll be the center of our thoughts this day. And I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.